This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
You're listening to the What's Brewing Show, part of the What's Brewing Show Network, with your hosts, Jake Merrifield, Bill Shirley, Jamal Artis, and Mike Regalado, bringing you anything and everything UCLA sports. And now, it's time for the What's Brewing Show.
And welcome
to What's Brewing. Show about anything and everything Bruins sports. I am your host, Bill Shirley. Right now, USC's
getting their booty kicked. Yeah, they are.
Yes. Right now, USC's
getting their booty kicked. One more time. Right now,
USC's getting their booty kicked. I love it.
That's from 2014.
That's from 2000. I'm sure they could play that one again from this past weekend. What a glorious weekend. What a glorious weekend to be a Bruin.
It is nice.
It is nice.
Seriously, when you have the UCLA ice hockey club team beat USC in back-to-back nights, that's a good weekend.
It is.
That's what we're talking about, right? That's what we're
talking about. It is. And it's also that and the
UCLA fucking water polo team.
And the UCLA club crew team.
Yes.
Hipsters. Fucking hipsters. Goddamn hipsters.
Listen, you can go ahead and reach these guys, all these guys here on social media. Let's go Twitter first. Twitter at What's Brewing Show. You can reach the B team. And I have some stuff to say about that.
Michael Hanna, this guy.
It's been a solid 28 hours or so of feeling myself.
How about Nathan?
Nathan Eberhardt.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I love those guys.
I know.
They're the yin to our yang.
Yes, they are. Yes,
they are. Yang to our yin.
And you can reach them at UCLA B team. And you can go ahead and reach. Did you guys record a show before I got here?
No.
West Coast
Bias
show?
We're going to record one after.
You're going to record one after.
I was late, that son of a bitch.
Oh.
Hey, it took me an hour to get here.
I know. See that?
Thanks, LA City.
I know. Thank you. Good God. Anyways, you can hear these guys rant and rave about LA sports at WB West Coast Bias. Okay? Do you hear that? What are you doing, Jake?
I'm trying to push a button.
You're just all about the West Coast Bias. You don't like the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. Very true. And if you want some stickers, whatsbrewingshow@gmail.com is the way to go.
You want a shirt? I have shirts.
Oh, wow. You want a shirt? That's amazing.
We'll figure it out. And you got to pay for the shirt. You don't have to pay for the sticker.
I was contemplating wearing our shirt to the game. I was like, I don't want to be douchey. I don't want to be that guy.
I wore the shirt to the game.
I have Phil wear the shirt.
Oh, you do?
And then I just wear a generic UCLA.
There you go. Because
I have the same thought.
Oh, fuck you, Jamal. I wore your shirt. You fucking didn't let me finish. I wore your Pac-10 shirt.
Okay. It's like
that's an awesome shirt to wear.
It's like wearing the band you're watching to that band's concert. You can wear another band shirt,
PCU baby,
but you can't wear the band shirt to the concert.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So either way, that's where I went on a tangent there. We were talking about the t-shirts. You can go ahead and reach these guys on Instagram at What's Brewing Show. You can go from there.
Mike, you still post them on the Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
On the Insta. I heard about a new thing, Mike. I don't know anything about Insta, but it's called Finsta. And this girl at work, who she's 21, just started working. I was like, what is that? She's like, it's a fake Instagram account. Everybody has to have a fake. It's called a Finsta.
Oh, wow. Like, you know what?
I was like, oh.
Yeah, teenagers do it so they can.
Yeah, it's a teenager thing.
Okay. Guys, I don't know any of that.
You know what's weird? I actually heard. I forgot about that. the Latino remake of One Day at a Time. They talk about that.
Oh, Finsta?
They talked about that like 3 years ago.
I know. Look,
it's crazy. Yeah.
I'm so out of the loop on that stuff. But either way, it was.
Kids are horrible.
I was like, thank you for educating me. Because now I know if my boys, you know, say something, I'm like, oh, I know what that is. I'm down. I'm hip. Ducka, ducka, ducka. All right. So listen, you can go ahead and call us. Rant and rave. Jake, look, here's the thing. Jake, God, you had what, two? You're after the game. You had how many calls?
Couple.
Two, right?
And we have another one in the queue.
Oh, this is awesome. You can go ahead and call us. 805-399-4WBS.
Suck it, Raider Troy.
No, really suck a big one this year. 62 points. Raider Troy. That's right.
That's right. We actually, why don't we just play the call right now? Because I don't know what it is. And we have one call.
Oh, dear.
Let's do it. What is it? Let's see what it is. I don't know. Positive, negative. How could it be negative on a weekend like this?
Be like, fire chicken.
How can it be negative? You weren't on Twitter.
The all-time football record against UCLA, 49-33 currently. You know, win's a win. I hate USC so much.
Us too.
I'm happy we're able to beat them. And I can't wait to get 17 more victories to lead USC all time. Screw USC, go Bruins.
I do want to say that that call came in at like 1:12 a.m. So whoever you are out there, I love you to death.
Rewatching the game, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And always call in when you feel, when you're in that state of mind. Always call in when you're in that state of mind. Please, you're welcome. You got the green light. That's perfect.
That's awesome.
That hotline number again, Bill.
It is. Guys, you ready?
Yes.
805-399-4WBS.
Suck it, Raider Troy.
Suck it.
Oh, I felt good.
Love you guys.
It was real good. All right.
Cathartic.
Guys, let's get on with the show with Mike's Bro Affiliated Headlines.
Bro.
With the headlines, we usually try to take stories from Bruin Report Online that are newsworthy, but are mainly, you know, not our main talking points.
Sure.
And there weren't that many, specifically because we are going to talk about football and basketball. And right now we're in the great football-basketball crossover of 2021.
Yes.
And that's always a little bit tiring.
You tell me.
So nothing extraneous. You know, we still have a lot of, you know, the stuff that we do post-game for football. Chris Osgood's playbook assessment, David Wood's unit by unit analysis, and post game, my post.
Our condolences to his father, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
His
I'm
weekly.
A bomb throwing anarchist now.
Weekly stats. And yeah, so basically everything you get with Bro, that's what we've been doing. Like I say, nothing really outside of the lines. So let's go with a little bit of basketball. Last week, UCLA beat Long Beach State and North Florida, and Mick Cronin was not very happy about those. North Florida, he seemed to be a little bit more impressed with what was going on there, so check out post-game videos as well as analysis. We are literally recording, you know, just minutes after UCLA defeats Bellarmine in the multi-team event in Las Vegas. Actually, one of many there are multiple multi-team events happening in Vegas this week.
Really?
Oh, God. This is feast week. You know, ESPN is just, you know, just going crazy with college basketball. UCLA defeats Bellarmine, but it was not, it was probably their worst performance. I mean, even Mick Cronin said he considers this a loss. So literally hot off the press from Bruin Report Online. Check that out right now to get assessment to on the game and to get Mick Cronin's and Peyton Watson's words here on the Bro. So like I said, not too many headlines. So let's quickly switch over to Nancy's women basketball segment.
Wow.
Let's do it. Women's. 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 Women's.
Basketball.
So the women had their second and third games last week, and they came out with wins. In their first two games, Corey Close was also, you know, not a happy basketball coach, but the Bruins have six significant injuries. They currently have a seven-player rotation. It's similar to what they had last season. Like, there were three potential starters out for the Bruins right now. Gina Conti, the point guard, Angela Dugalich, forward, and I'm blanking on the other one right now. But either way, the Bruins are really down right now. The only one that's out, as we've talked about, is Emily Bessoir, so they're definitely going to get the other five back. Charisma Osborne took a hit. You know, her ankle, she hurt it in that second game. It was weird because, you know, the women's basketball team isn't as Pauly doesn't get filled for the women's basketball games as much as the men's. So when she fell to the ground, Pauly fell silent. And, I, you know, where I'm covering it, I'm actually on the floor. You could hear her say, she was in a panic, and she said, "I can't feel my ankle. I can't feel my ankle." Luckily, yesterday, Corey Close confirmed that it's not that bad, and she should be back this week.
Oh.
So it was a very scary moment. Like, you could hear a pin drop in Pauly Pavilion. It was a little scary. Yeah, she was on crutches afterwards, but, you know, UCLA pulled out the win really quickly. The Bruins, they got the win on Sunday against Virginia, a team that had a lot more talent than they have seen from the previous two schools. The Bruins did something that they hadn't in the first two games, where they actually jumped out to a first quarter lead. They were trailing in the first quarter in the first two games, but they blew out Virginia in the fourth quarter. For those two middle frames, they were able to just stay with it. And having only seven players, that was hard to do, especially since three of them had four fouls. You know, they were on the verge of being fouled out. But luckily, Natalie Cho, she showed up, and she had, 20 points, I believe it was. So she balled out. Jeez, nice. Amari Thomas, still just consistent. She's been the most consistent player this year. Jalen Penn, who's never played point guard ever, had point guard duties, and she did pretty well. I think she finished with 5 assists, 19 points, 18 points, I think. So a better effort. Corey Close still wants more from their team, and you know that's a coach for you. You're down to 7 players, and you still want more from your team. But still, she was there's a little bit more pride in what they put out. But you know, the Bruins are 3-0 going into their tournament this weekend. I think they're in the Bahamas. I should double check that really quickly, but
no, they're not.
3-0.
The Bahamas, Oregon is there, but not the tournament's already done. Unless there's another,
the women's tournament.
The women's tournament's going on right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you see,
and theirs starts on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the news with the men's and women's basketball teams. So let's get to the main part of the show where we talk about more in depth what happened at the Collie, and what's going on with UCLA after Bellarmine heading into the Gonzaga basketball game.
Right now, USC's getting their booty kicked.
The game that MFing was.
I'm happy that UCLA won.
Go Bruins!
Go Bruins!
Go Bruins!
Mm-hmm. Go Bruins!
I despise UCLA.
Haha. But
I'm happy that UCLA won.
I was actively rooting for UCLA today, and it makes me feel dirty.
I like UCLA to win the game.
UCLA marches into the Coliseum, and they beat those Trojans 62-33 in a game where, you know, obviously USC is not, it's not in the best shape. But who the F cares? We ain't won the Coliseum since 2013.
Yeah.
But now, we won in 2021.
Yeah.
Bill was there.
I was. I told you I'd go.
I almost would go, and then I didn't. You know, I had an unexpected short softball day. And then I almost went down there, and I kind of wish I would, but then I had a nice time watching it. Jamal, you were at work, weren't you?
No. Well, I caught the last bit of the game. I wasn't at work because the game ended around 5, so I still hadn't left for work. I watched my big game at work.
Here's a little recap.
Right now, USC's getting their booty kicked.
Mike was there.
I was, thank you.
High up in the press box?
No, I was not high, but I was way up there in the press box. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just a crazy setting considering what I experienced 2 years ago when it was a good fight, but USC blew the doors off of UCLA in that second season under Chip Kelly.
Yeah, one sucked.
Uh-huh.
But in this one, not so much that. It's a game that, you know, UCLA had a chance to, first of all, it started pretty rough for them, and then it got better real quick, and then it looked like they were about to blow the doors off the Trojans going into halftime, and then the Trojans kind of answered back.
Yeah.
And then in the third quarter, it still, there was a few opportunities for the men of Troy to hang in there. And then Bill's magic man, which we'll get to in a minute, Kazmir Allen,
yes,
just pulled the heart from the chest of the Trojans like an ancient human
Shiba.
Sacrifice.
Om Nom,
yeah,
Shiba.
Exactly.
Om Nom.
Yeah,
talking
Indiana Jones here.
Kalima.
Mola Ram, right? I think that's what that guy's name was. Pulled that heart out. Showed it to them, and he was running down the field at the Coliseum, mm-hmm, into the end zone on that, mm-hmm, beautiful kickoff return. We've had back-to-back and back-to-back weeks, epic kickoff return, punt return. You know, Kyle Phillips, we still remember you.
That's right.
It was funny. Right after the game, I asked Kazmir Allen, I was like, when Coach called up that play, did you just know you were going to get that touchdown? And without flinching, he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's I mean, you're not talking about the kickoff return. You're talking about
the two touchdown reception for
beautiful. Yeah. But the nail in the coffin, the stake in the heart of the Trojan, you know, beast was that Kazrian Allen kickoff return. And look, this is a game. Regardless of the circumstances, is it always good to hang 62 on your crosstown rivals?
Yes.
Has it ever happened before in UCLA history?
Nope.
Right? Is that one of three?
I mean, even the Godfather texted us right before. You know, two touchdowns before that, the 48 points is the most that UCLA has ever scored in regulation.
My only regret in this entire game is that Chip suffered from the sin of pride a little bit, debatably, and went for 50 and ended up costing the all-time record at the mausoleum for a USC opponent. Because if he doesn't go for two in that one, and then he ends up packing on those couple extra touchdowns, now obviously he's at 63. But hey, that's a small quibble. This was fantastic. If you want to hear immediate reaction to this, look at the feed, the last two episodes, or the last episode before, and you have my Crosstown Showdown crossover with Michael and Alicia. I've already played their voices a little bit. You know who they are. And then we finished up the post game on their feed at Reign of Troy. So if you haven't heard that, by all means, go listen to that. But I have my three men here in front of me. They haven't had a chance to respond to this game.
Three men? Better men? Sorry, no, I just recently saw
Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. Yeah,
that's okay. Man. That's all right. That's all right.
Very good, MIKE.
Jamal, Bill, and Mike are here. They haven't had a chance to talk about their thoughts about this thrilling UCLA victory over SC. Like I said, regardless of circumstances, this one feels good. And if you can't enjoy it for what it is, as I said on Twitter, you're probably not doing it right. But we'll get to that later. For right now, let's enjoy this beautiful victory over the Trojans.
Careful, Jake. It wasn't significant.
Hey, like you said, let's say that for later. Let's say that for later. Who cares? Who cares? Mikey, Jamal, Bill, who wants to start? What did you think of the game?
Jamal, why don't you go?
Oh, charge.
Hey, ring that victory. Ring that victory bell, Bruin Nation. That was an awesome display. A team that they should beat, and all of us here predicted that they would beat. And to literally take them out in their own home and just send them with their tails between their legs is just it is the game of the program, in my opinion, even better than the comeback win a couple years ago at the Rose Bowl
with Josh Kelly who's still running.
This to me is the significant win of the Chip Kelly era, and it should be. And you can only be happy for all the seniors, especially for me, my magic man DTR, who had the highlight of the game.
Which one, I would say.
Oh, no, the hurdle is the highlight
of
the game.
Which one? Okay, so if it wasn't him signing the autograph, it wasn't him putting his friggin' two screws right into the face of the entire Trojan sideline,
well, no.
It was the hurdle, you could pick all those numbers.
To me, well, when my wife...
I love that guy!
I know, but my wife was even like, whoa, did you see that play where the guy jumped over that, you know?
Yeah.
When my wife, who's a sports agnostic, points that out, he to me, finally nailed it. That's the hurdle.
Finally, yeah, how many is that? Like, this, I think... If he's I can remember the sixth times? Attempt. Yeah.
Oh, and, six? My God.
And I remember the last one. I think he did one against Colorado, and he just jumped 5 yards too soon and basically landed into the tackle.
Hey,
this one was perfect.
Yeah.
But during my weekly...
Nailed it.
Nails. During my weekly stats article, I referred to his two touchdown runs as the hat and the hurdle. First off, better band name or pub name? What do you think?
I'm going with the pub.
I'm going with pub. Pub. For sure.
Pub.
But at the same time,
I mean, band names are things like Bleeding Orifice, right? Pub names are the Hat and Hurdle. That's perfect.
but at the same time, from the zombies, we talked about Kazmir Allen. We talked about DTR. I think just the icing on the cake, Ethan Furnia, six-year Bruin. We thought he was done for the season. Has a club on his hand.
He said, no, I'm not done.
And he gets he gets the ball on a run where he's supposed to go up the middle. And if he gets anything, if he continues, what, he'll maybe get a yard? He made the smart decision to bounce out to the outside. And like he said today on his interview, he just saw green. And normally he would probably go down just to kill the clock and go into victory formation. But against your rival, he said, all I saw was green, and I was going for it. And boom. Nails in the coffin, man. It was
awesome.
I try to be as unbiased as possible, but when you have this dominant. And you know, people are like, oh, but it's the worst USC team in forever.
It is
yes,
good.
And that's why they kicked their arse. If UCLA would have won by 3 points, that would have been an indictment on UCLA.
Yeah.
But the Bruins destroyed them.
So let me ask you this. Those people say, oh, it's the worst SC team. What about when they beat us 50-0?
Yeah, that was my argument, I mean, too. The, there was someone... There was
the
someone
same on, argument. You were gloating then.
Yeah.
They were having fun then.
There was a Trojan fan on Twitter that says that, this loss doesn't count. I'm like... Yeah, it does.
Oh, it counts.
Okay.
This counts just like 50 to nothing.
It's going
to
go in there as Winsopedia's win. You know what ones don't count? The ones where SC got it sanctioned for cheating. Those ones didn't actually happen now.
Yeah, exactly. So
F you.
Just a great overall performance. And it was weird. After UCLA basketball gets that, you know, win over Villanova, that weight off your shoulders, I think there was a little bit of that here. Not only because UCLA destroyed USC, but they locked up their first winning season under Chip Kelly in 4 years. And you know, they're already going to a bowl game, and now, I'm sorry, Jamal, no disrespect, but they have Cal, which they they're favorite 7 points over.
We'll see.
We'll talk about that one.
Oh yeah, you know, definitely. And that's not going to be easy either, but there was just a lot of catharsis with this one.
Yeah, and the thing is that, look, all those arguments about how Kelly shouldn't remain as the coach, they're still valid. They're out there, right? And
definitely,
it's debatable.
Yes.
But all I'm saying is that for this weekend, enjoy it for what it is, right? You don't get a lot of times where you get to freaking celebrate with,
ass whooping on USC.
How many amazing touchdowns were in that game? How many great moments were in that game, right? Just enjoy it for what it is, and then we'll worry about it later. And by the way, none of us are deciding that shit anyway. It's not up to us. It's up to Draymond.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, you know, so let's enjoy this for what it is. Bill, you have not talked about your experience this year's version of the Crosstown Showdown. You actually went to the game.
I went to the game.
Which sucks because Jake, as Jake pointed out before this game, they could be undefeated if you went to every game, Bill.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Mike's kind of, I kind of buried the lead there, but let's just get into this right now before I let you have your opportunity to talk.
All
right.
Here
we go. Seriously, we should blame Bill Shirley for the piss poor Chip Kelly
hashtag
record
Bill's
at the Rose Bowl. Bill is a total dick because let me lay this on you. Lay this on you really quick. The Bruins lost a game, Fresno State. At the Rose Bowl,
yeah,
brutal. They lost the Arizona State game at the Rose Bowl, brutal. They lost the game to Oregon at the Rose Bowl, brutally. And, Utah, I'm not going to pin Utah on you. Over the years,
thanks, you're that.
Under Chip Kelly at home, the Bruins have not had a very good record.
Yeah.
And that correlates directly with the games that Bill has gone to, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because he has not gone to very many UCLA games in the last, like, 6-7 years, and they keep losing. But let me tell you what happens when he actually shows up. Bill...
Remember the SC game
at
that
what
we went
point,
to?
At what point of the game did you get to the Coliseum on Saturday?
After the interceptions.
And then what happened after you were in the Coliseum?
Oh, then just.
Didn't they outscore the Trojans by like 9,000 to nothing?
Oh, it was great. It was
Bill,
great. Yes.
The entire struggle of the Chip Kelly era at the Rose Bowl and really at any game, period, whatever. Is on you, you son of a bitch. If you just go to the dang games, they'd win all these dang games.
Mike, when was the last time I went to a game? Do you remember?
You suck,
you were
Bill.
Sitting
was
next
that
to
with
us.
Me?
That was
that
with
was
you.
The, that was the Joshua Kelly
yeah, buddy.
Win over USC at the
Are you
having
kidding
Bowl.
Me?
That's the game we, you, I,
oh my God.
All three of
okay,
us
Okay, so
win.
Bill goes to this game and UCLA scores a series record 62 points. Bill goes to the game where Josh Kelly puts up the most
the
rushing yards against USC.
You cheap bastard. We're going to have to do a GoFundMe to send Bill to the game.
Oh, man.
No,
my God.
But okay, look, guys, just real quick.
What are your thoughts on the game, Bill?
My thoughts on the game are this. This is my first game at the Coliseum since 2001 when Corey Paz just threw, just
the
was horrible.
The
yeah.
refreshes.
Yeah, yes. exactly. So it's been a long time. I was excited to take the boys there. Not too much traffic, but, you know, we got to the game, walked in, walked two or three blocks to get there. Some people, you know, not that many people were mean to us.
That's good.
it was nice.
It's gotta be, it was more subdued this year.
It was
sure,
much
right?
more subdued this year. We get in, and I got great tickets. I got pretty good seats for a great price, I thought, because those same seats dropped like $30 as I got closer to the Coliseum.
Nice.
It was great.
I told you.
Yeah, it was great. The only thing that sucks, though, Jamal, StubHub has a $20 freaking fee.
Don't get me.
Yes. I was like, They're bending you over for this crap.
Yeah, yeah. Any other places, but see, the problem is any other places says they don't do you with the fees. They just tack it on to the price.
Guys, oh, okay. Just yeah, as an aside here, I bought like 8 pairs of concert tickets in the last like 2 months, you know, just because me and the Dodgers. And I've probably paid 40% of the amount I paid is fees.
Fees. I mean, 40%. Yeah. Oh, God, just crazy. Jacked you. So anyways, we get into our seats and sitting, you know, next to Bruins and Trojans. It was fun. Nothing crazy happening where we were. The boys liked their seats. It was a nice environment. To me, it wasn't that sparse. It was pretty like the end of the first, beginning of the second quarter. Mm-hmm. It was pretty packed in there for a little bit, right?
By the end of the first quarter, it got a little more. I would say 70% full.
Yeah,
maybe?
I was like, this is not that bad.
Oh, was that full?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It wasn't that bad.
At kickoff, it was probably about 40%.
It blew the worries out of the water as far as like what was going to be there. Because like we were like, are they going to have, I think the number we put on it was 55 or 45?
I think they had that many, right?
Yeah, no, I think
the final was, 65.
Before people started walking out in the third quarter because we were kicking their ass. Oh, yes. And then it was fun to be with my son, took pictures and had a great time there.
That's good.
I wanted to take him to the campus, but you know, didn't have time. The great thing, like Jake was mentioning earlier, after 4 years, come on, you talk about a return on investment. What a great return on investment! 4 years of believing in the Magic Man, Kaz came through big.
I was very happy for you.
I was, oh my god, because I'm sitting there like, oh my god, look at this. He got one touchdown. He got another touchdown. He got a return. Like, holy crap, this guy's killing it. I mean, what was it? You guys gave me the stats before the show today. It was three receptions for 115 yards with two TDs, 163 return yards, one TD. I think it was in the third quarter, right, Jamal? The third quarter nail in the coffin was the return was just amazing. And to see this guy was a state champion in 100 meters. And just to see that speed going, I was like, oh, this is great. So had a great time. The boys loved it. And I loved the whole experience. Mm-hmm. Go Bruins.
He's just a baller, man.
He's just a baller. Absolutely.
It's just a lot of frustration over just everything with football programs, UCLA athletics in general, to have that, you know, those chemicals released in your brain, and all of a sudden you're like, oh yes, we can celebrate. You know, I get that too, and that was very apparent. You know, when I was on the field, a little bragging right here, after
good
the
job,
game,
Mike.
Filming everybody and just seeing just smiles and excitement, and I think it was Odua Izabor who got the flag and was just running around, and he took it to the Bruin section on the east end of the Coliseum. For them especially, I think that this was a very special win. And it was against the worst USC team in history, but that's their fault. You know? The Bruins putting on 62
Don't
points.
Don't let that keep you from having fun.
Exactly. The Bruins put on 62 points. The Bruins did what they were supposed to do and, you know, even more.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And it's funny because I was looking through at UCLA's total offense against USC the last 4 seasons. And it's funny because Chip Kelly's like, oh, you know, it's, you know, the rivalry is, you know, one of the best, but, you know, it's still just, you know, another game where we have to focus, blah, blah, blah. Year one, the total offensive yards, I have the numbers here, but this is quicker. The total offensive yards was third best that season. In his second year, total offensive yards was second best.
You mean
last
in the series?
Year, in the season.
Okay. For that season.
Their total offense against USC.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last 2 years, the most total yards for a UCLA offense last year and this year.
This time they were over 600. It was crazy.
609, I think, was the second most total offense offensive yards in a game in the Chip Kelly era. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, I think Chip Kelly was doing a little bit of trolling himself, you know?
Hey, and by the way, he's 2-4. Or 2-2.
2-2.
Two and two.
He's 2-2 against SC. That's not bad, guys.
Which is
adequate. Yeah. Not bad.
Better than some guys have done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good.
So, real quick, Bill's giving us his baller. Jamal, who's your baller for the game?
Oh, it's DTR.
Has to be, right, baby? Yes.
Isn't that your Magic Man?
And he's my Magic Man. Yeah. Has to be. Yeah. All the, you know, the scoring the 2 touchdowns himself, getting the 4 in the air.
He was a part of 6 of 9 touchdowns, I think it was.
I mean, he had total command of the offense.
Oh, dude.
And it was very much a statement game.
Quite a few
game.
Signature moments.
Right, and quite a statement game for him as someone who now has 2 victory bells, you know, Just like my guy up at the up in the Bay Area, Chase Garbers, with two axes. He's got two victory bells. So he's got to be the guy, the winner.
Guys, do you think I'll get your match man in a minute, Mike, or your baller? Do you think at this point that DTR, I mean, is it crazy to say that he's the best quarterback in the Pac-12 this year? Because I kind of feel like he's made a case.
Oh, definitely. And I think that was the case. You know, I even said it. I thought he was going to be first team Pac-12 at the beginning of the season. Just and this is a kind of an indictment on all Pac-12 offenses. You know, they're just there isn't a lot of. Actually, it's a kind of an indictment on quarterbacks across the nation. This next draft class is not going to have a good, you know, quarterback draft class. Mm-hmm. And with DTR's talent and skills, I just foresaw that he would be able to continue to do and, you know, take a step forward. You know, he would continue to produce while looking at what Keaton Slovis has done, what what's his name from Arizona State has done.
Jaden Daniels. You mean get worse and worse?
Yeah, yeah. While
I wish he was that bad against us.
Yeah, while DTR has gotten better and better, and it's incremental too, because it's like he's done good stuff. You know, we talk about how tough he was in the middle of the season, but now he actually has the numbers and the stats to back it up.
He's
and
the most efficient quarterback in the conference.
He's leading the conference in quarterback rating, number one. He's leading the conference in yards per attempt at 8.8. He's a little bit ahead of the second place, Chance Nolan. He is like fourth in yards. He's like, you know, in the top half in. No, he's not. He's number ninth in percentage, 61%. But he's over 60%, which is where we want him to be. Rushing the ball, he is 13th in the conference in rushing, I want to say yards per attempt or rushing.
That's insane. You're 13th.
Yeah, that's, like I said, that's
right outside the
top
10.
In with the running backs. With the running backs. So, I mean, yeah, I don't think you can really, and then he's had a couple really nice games, you know. I don't think you can... he's certainly in the argument for, and I think he's really got a very good shot to get some season awards for the Pac-12. Obviously, he's not in there for like a lot of the national things, but you know, whatever.
I don't care about that.
Who cares? I'm really proud of DTR, what he's done this year, especially when he's such a polarizing force amongst Bruin fans. And I would say, dude, I mean, the guy's in senior year, and he's doing some pretty nice things. And, you know, the worst game the Bruins played this year was probably against Utah.
He brought me closer to God.
Wow.
Thank you, Mike, for the Reznor. You know, tough as nails. But I'm not saying they would have beat Utah because they wouldn't have beaten Utah.
No.
Well, but I don't think they get curb stomped like they got curb stomped if they would have had DTR in that game.
Second.
And I honestly believe that. And I think they could have put up a better fight than freaking Oregon did, you bastards. But, you know, that goes without saying. If they would have
DTR was playing in the Oregon game.
If he's playing down the stretch.
Meaning if he didn't get injured.
No. Bill, this is what it is. If they would have had Sharps block in that game like he did in the SC game, maybe keep a guy in to help your boy out, right? If they wouldn't have got him murdered by Kayvon Thibodeau,
we
have an extra win.
We saw that up close. Yeah.
Damn it.
Isn't that crazy, stupid. Jamal? And like, hey, can I ask you a little side question, Mike?
What's up?
Was that question brought up to him after? Did any of the reporters bring up, like, why was there not more protection for DTR in the Oregon game? Just a little side note.
Probably. Probably in the fray. I mean, it was, you know.
That's Bill. That tweet's the best. Let's ask a rando question about a game that happened a month ago. Yeah, that's Bill.
Hey, well, I mean, I'll give you what the answer was. We had a game plan. It just didn't work out. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But no.
Oh, shit.
It certainly is.
Chip Kelly in the studio right now. That was weird. That was so weird.
It is a fair question. It is a fair question. And
no,
of course.
But at the same time, it's you know, in a way, that's insignificant compared to everything that happened. They sucked in the first half. Then they came back roaring, and then they were, you know, a minute away. Yeah. Okay, and then they lose.
And as we know, I mean, this goes without saying, any question you ask the coach, you come away with this feeling.
Chip Kelly can kind of be a dick.
I mean, let's just acknowledge that for what it is. You know, support him or not, right? There was one other thing I was going to Mikey.
What's up?
You know, we have Allen accounted for. We have DTR accounted for. Do you have a baller for this game?
I'm going to go with DTR just because
you can't go with DTR. I just said because you took away this guy. And took
You're
another baller for
the
game.
Fine. Jesus Christ, fine. Mike. You know what? 6-year superstar, Ethan Fournier. Man. There you go.
He's
the club.
Just a baller, man.
Okay, let me play the drop now.
He's just a baller, man.
Perfect, Mike. Great. Right. Why?
Just because of circumstance. He wasn't supposed to return this season. A guy that has been injury riddled. He was a walk-on. He gets the coveted number 36 Nick Pasquale number. And a guy who he's grinding out with everybody else in practice. And then to get the call from Deshaun Foster to say, you're going in the game. And just to have that vision, you know, the guy, he even said today that he was trying to find that hole, but the offensive lineman had closed it. So he just bounced out to the left side.
It's a great play.
Saw green. And that's kind of like a Rudy moment. In a way, just the fact that you have this.
Fournier has got more game than Rudy ever did. But
oh
yes,
yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. But it was just such. When you see him just get to the outside, you're just hoping he breaks a big run. Yeah. But for him to actually get in the end zone, you're like, that is something he's never gonna forget, and that's a memory many Bruin fans will also remember in this route.
No doubt. And for me, and by the way, Fournier.
He's just a baller, man.
DTR.
He's just a baller, man.
Kaz Allen.
He's just a baller, man.
And I'm going to pick a couple because we want to recognize, you know, as many people as we can. But certainly, we haven't even brought up Zach Charbonnet, right?
Yeah.
It's like he had a masterful game, 28 for 167, 6 yards per, one touchdown, a longer 27. One of my favorite plays. Like DTR, like let's be fair.
Average 6 yards per carry.
Yeah. But one of my favorite plays other than the DTR plays, and other than the Cavs players, was that touchdown that Charbonnet had where he runs into the line, is seemingly stuffed, and then does a pirouette with a Trojan on his back and spins into the end zone. That was freaking awesome, right?
Yeah.
So, Sharps.
He's just a baller, man.
And then also Kyle Phillips, who did not have the gaudiest stat line today, but there was a pretty nice stat in there that occurred in the touchdown column. How many touchdowns did he get? Two.
He's just a baller, man.
So great job, right? You know, and other performances from guys. Ezekiel got a catch, wide open, was beautiful. Freaking Greg Dulcich, as usual, terrific. Cam Brown made a couple plays. And even on defense, we had a couple nice plays.
Yeah, I was going to say honorable mentions. Mitchell Agudé, Quentin Lake. Quentin Lake had a freaking game.
Yes, he did.
He had a game.
Oh, and interception was amazing.
Yeah.
He tapped
it. Oh, my God. Yeah, that got stuff going. And Q Knight, only six
he's
tackles,
baller,
but the fact
man.
That he was just a presence. And
Martell Irby coming in when Knight was getting spelled, played great, you know? Like I said, Agudé led the team in tackles. There was a lot of great performances all over the field in this game. And of course, why wouldn't there be in a 62-33 beatdown of those damn Trojans?
Right now, USC's getting their booty kicked.
So let's wrap up the celebration of this nice victory with a couple of questions. Number one, we talked about the DTR thing. Is he the best quarterback of the Pac-12? I think we're all like right there. Yeah, sure, why not? I only have one other question about this game right now, and that is, does Bill still hate the band?
Yeah, I mean,
F you, Bill.
Yeah, he does.
F Bill
you.
Sucks.
I
doing a rendition of West Side Story.
I was like, seriously?
Steven Spielberg remake.
Pick Mike.
Coming
like,
to theaters
And Mike
this just, December.
That same intensity was what was thrown at me on our text stream. Like, Mike was all caps like, you mother effer, this is West Side Story. I was like, I hate
Mambo,
musicals.
Mambo. Bum, 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 ba, dum, bum,
like,
bum, bum,
they're
bum,
playing
bum.
Something from the 40s and 50s while SC's out there playing new hits and people were singing to it. I'm like,
contemporary.
Again, Bill,
like,
Steven
people,
Spielberg is remaking the movie. Movie coming out to theaters
God.
In December.
I was just like, I'm done. Like, this keeps proving my point. The solid gold sounds. What are we?
Yeah, okay, but
the solid gold sounds trapped in
to
the 70s.
To counter your point,
the solid gold
to
sounds.
To counter your point, USC played
Marilyn
modern
McCoo.
USC played modern songs in their karaoke sing along, whatever it was, and they're all crap.
Oh my God.
They were all crap. They know them. Oh yeah, you know.
Okay, so now you're going to go the pompous way of going, this is real art versus what people actually want to listen to. I'm telling you, the kids out there were not going, oh, Mambo!
Why can't they play some Sadiq
how many of
Bruno Mars or something like that?
Thank you!
That's soulful. That you could get some drums.
You could get something, but they couldn't do that. They were playing Lizzo. SC was playing Lizzo. People were like, oh, yeah.
Oh, Did they play Juice?
Yes!
I love Juice. That's like my favorite song.
They played Juice. They played it.
Jesus Christ. I'm podcasting with 17-year-olds.
Okay.
And the show has taken a turn.
With my Juice?
I'm telling you. And I'm like, can you guys play something?
Mike, Bill's right. Bill's right. If Cal went out there and started playing Rodgers and Hammerstein, I'd be like, what the?
Seriously.
It was a simple podcast that turned into a brutal beating between four friends.
Whatever.
Any band out there.
That's it.
And apparently it was over West Side Story.
It was.
College bands.
News at 11.
If you're playing HMS Pinafore, you're done. Stop it.
I am kind of pissed they didn't play America. That's all I want to say.
Oh, my God. But hey, go Bruins.
Go Bruins.
But just golly.
Bill's a dick. All right. Good.
At least shoot him up or something. Come on.
Although, you know, I do wish we could play Juice because that is a good song.
Mambo.
All right.
Mike was like, you don't understand. Mambo. I'm like, oh, dear God.
Dude, I was singing in the press box.
California Love, something. Come on.
Do you think we drink too much?
No, we don't drink too much. Men face reality. Women don't. That's why men need to drink.
Of course, we call this the What's Brewing Symposium because this is a conversation over drinks in the great Greek tradition, because we're all fine products of Western civilization. Thank you very much. My man Mike, Jamal, Bill, we're here to raise our glasses to glorious victory over the crosstown rivals, 62-33. Cheers to the Bruins this week.
We got the axe, fellas.
Oh. Cheers.
Give me a nice cheers, Jamal.
Cheers.
Now, what are we drinking? Bill, you're having water. Jamal?
A lovely margarita.
I made you a margarita.
Beautiful.
It's a skinny girl margarita, so I hope you enjoy it. You look like a nice skinny girl.
Hey, I enjoy it. Right. I feel like one.
I popped a nice bottle of Smoke Wagon after the victory, so tonight I went a little more basic, and I had some of my wonderful, one of my favorite ryes in the history of ryes, a very economical Pikesville, and I highly recommend it. It's terrific, and it's very powerful, like 100 and something proof. I don't know. And Mikey has got a pink top beer over here.
I got
with a 80s bubblegum girl on the front.
It is Valley Girl Blonde Ale from San Fernando Valley 818 Brewing out here in Canoga Park, out on DeSoto. Another tall boy, as all the hipster beers are doing. It's very refreshing, very subtle. But just, you know, nice taste. I quite appreciate it.
Perfect. It's a cool looking can. I will say that.
Yeah. All the hipsters with their cool creatives and artists and making cans and stuff and whatever.
Their weird beards and their breweries.
F you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So of course, you know, we raised our glasses to the Bruin victory on the symposium. But you know, we also want to thank you for your support of the What's Bruin show, and that comes via your donations on Patreon, patreon.com/whatsbruinshow, or just whatsbruinshow.com. And Mikey, what's the base level donation for that?
$2.
Just $2 a month. Sends the What's Bruin show into the future. Today, you can join our Patreon and get access to our super cool Slack channel where you can talk to us via text on the Slack app during the games. We had a blast this time on the Slack with our buddies on there, like old Dez, my pet baboon, the maker of the official logo of the What's Bruin show, and all of its other properties. And we want to thank you guys for your support. We love you all. Let's keep going on the What's Bruin show. Actually, we're going to wrap it up here because by the time we get to the end of the show, it's been like almost 2 hours. So, Jamal, me and you are the one left in the What's Bruin studios. But we will very quickly transition out of the What's Bruin show part one. And we'll be back in a minute for What's Bruin show part two. Right, Jamal?
That's right.
And then there's going to be another episode of West Coast Bias in your feed as a third episode tonight. So we're doing a lot of podcasting.
The West Coast Bias
Thanksgiving edition.
So we'll see you on the other side.
Good evening.
Try us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
It's got to be in or out, Mom. In or out. Well, I need the door closed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Size doesn't necessarily matter if you want it hard enough.
Dude, Rob. We place a ball on the West Coast.
The final word is boob.